Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 156 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you are doing, wherever you're at, thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field. Thank you so much for what you do. Well, folks, it's here once again. It comes every year. The winter holiday season is among us. So what I want to do is give some winter holiday safety tips for everybody out there. So number one, remember, if you're traveling, get an automatic timer for your lights. Ask a neighbor to watch your home, shovel snow, and park in the driveway from time to time. Don't forget to have mail and newspaper deliveries stopped. If it piles up, it's a sure sign you're gone. Remember, most crimes are crimes of opportunity. If you're out for the evening, turn on lights and a radio or TV so it looks like somebody's home. Be extra cautious about locking doors and windows when you leave, even if it's just for a few minutes. Don't display gifts where they can be seen from the outside. If you are shopping, stay alert and be aware of what's going on around you. I always tell my family members and friends, and well, people in law enforcement know this, but be cognizant of your surroundings. Park in a well-lighted space and be sure to lock your car, close the windows, and hide shopping bags and gifts in the trunk. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Pay with a check or credit card whenever possible. Deter pickpockets and purse snatchers. Don't overburden yourself with packages. Be extra careful with purses and wallets. Carry a purse close to your body, not dangling from the straps. Put a wallet in an inside coat or front pants pocket. Shopping with your kids? Teach them to go to a store clerk or security guard if you are getting separated. Protect your vehicle. Loading up on all those gifts is a sure sign of progress in the holiday shopping. But if those packages are left out in the open after they're in a car, your car has become a likely target for thieves. Remember the old cliche, out of sight, out of mind? The same idea applies to items in your car. Always lock your vehicle and store all items out of sight. Breaking into an empty car isn't worth a thief's time. However, anything left in plain view, from your holiday gifts to spare change, sunglasses, CD, whatever, may tempt a thief. Help prevent your vehicle from being stolen by always locking your car and using anti-theft devices. And although it's cold, never leave your vehicle running while you run inside your home or a store, even for a minute or two. Those of us in law enforcement have seen this before. Crimes of opportunity. Always amazes me how many people and where I'm at, still leave their keys in their car. It just amazes me. Maybe you don't have that problem, but we still have that problem a little bit where I'm at. Remember, if a stranger comes to the door, criminals sometimes pose as couriers delivering gifts, so be cautious when accepting a package. It's not uncommon for people to try to take advantage of others' generosity during the holidays by going door to door for charitable donations when there's no charity involved. Ask for ID and find out how the funds will be used. If you aren't satisfied, don't give up. Help a charitable organization you know and like instead. And above all, if it gets heated or, you know, nobody should be coming to your door asking for donations and they get mad at you or they're doing the hard sell. They just shouldn't do it. Call 911. Call the police. We'll come and take care of it. Remember, after you've opened your gifts, burglars know that many households have new or often expensive items in their homes following the December holidays, especially items such as, you know, new PCs, computers, peripherals, stereo equipment, whatever. In too many cases, residents make it easy for burglars to figure out what, you know, which homes to target by putting boxes that identify their new gifts in plain view with their other garbage. Avoid becoming an easy target for post-holiday burglars by not leaving boxes for new electronics or other items in the alley or other garbage pickup locations for several days at a time. Instead, break down any boxes you are throwing out, put them in the garbage bags, and place them inside a trash can. In many cases, especially with computer equipment, you might consider keeping the boxes for safe storage, shipping, or moving in the future. Think about keeping broken down boxes inside. in a garage, for example, until the evening before your regular garbage pickup. Some burglars actually look inside the garbage cans for evidence of holiday gifts. And of course, if you see somebody suspicious casing your alley, or if you see a burglary in progress, obviously call 911. Take a holiday inventory. The holidays are a good time to update or create your home inventory. Take photos or make videos of items and list descriptions or serial numbers. If your home is burglarized, having a detailed inventory can help identify stolen items and make insurance claims easier to file. Again, those of us in law enforcement, again, I'm speaking for where I'm at in my experience, very rarely do people have serial numbers or even an inventory. Make sure items like TVs, VCRs, stereo equipment, cameras, camcorders, sports equipment, jewelry, silver, whatever, power tools are on the list. Remember to check it twice. Remember to celebrate responsibly. The holiday season is a time to celebrate, you know, and revel in what we have. But remember, celebrate responsibly. Drinking and driving is a danger to everyone on the road. Everybody in law enforcement knows that. And criminal justice, anyone with a BAC, a 0.08 or higher, is in violation of the DUI laws in most states and may go to jail. Remember that the risk isn't worth it. If you choose to drink alcohol at a party, don't drive. With Uber and Lyft and other things you can do out there to get home safely, there's no reason why anybody should be driving intoxicated, but unfortunately it still happens. Have fun, but remember to celebrate responsibly. Remember holiday package theft. It's on the rise in most jurisdictions. Track inventories online and confirm your delivery has occurred. You can sign up for email notifications to track your packages from initial shipments to its arrival of your home, or the recipient's address if you have the gift delivered directly. If you know a family member or neighbor will be home, ask them to pick up the packages as soon as they are delivered. Reward them with fresh baked cookies or something else. Switch delivery locations to work where it can be received by someone and not left on the porch. See if the post office or store the product is being shipped from can hold the package for pickup. Remember, enjoy this holiday season, folks. Don't let the holiday stress get the best of your holiday spirit. Make time to get together with family and friends and neighbors and think about reaching out in the spirit of the season and helping someone who's less fortunate or lonely. Remember, Thanksgiving is a couple days away. Remember, be thankful for what you have in your life. There's so much you can be thankful for. Myself included, I am thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for you listening to my show. I'm thankful for so much in my life. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I hope it was beneficial and useful. The link to this is going to be on the show notes. So I hope everybody has a fantastic week and good holiday as far as Thanksgiving. And we will be back soon. Take care, everybody, and be safe.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.